For an organisation called the East of England Engineering Science and Technology Association, we've had quite an unusual evening in that it hasn't exactly been driven by technology for once. The theme of personal and corporate privacy in the online world is really an unusual one for our audience, but nonetheless, professional engineers are very familiar with concepts of economics and psychology in solving the problems that they face in everyday life. As engineers, we're familiar with dealing with intellectual property and protecting designs, but tonight we've had the opportunity to contrast that understanding with data security as ourselves as citizens. And I think the technical and legal challenges that have been outlined to us by our speakers have really been quite revealing. In fact, before coming, I did some reading online, as one does these days, Googled each of the speakers, and I would recommend to every one of you in the audience to look at the activities of our speakers because they really are quite enlightening. Ross Anderson comes across as somebody really quite provocative, working at... well, let's just say some of his views I would expect most engineers to agree with. His talk about privacy engineering and the imperative of price discrimination of many organisations was really very interesting to us. The value of the databases that various people hold on us and the database state and how many of those databases fall foul of the law was really a revelation. Lars Davis, well, I mean, a lawyer that we can all adore. I mean, wouldn't you like to sit at dinner and hear all of his jokes about lawyers and doctors? But nonetheless, his talk on corporate privacy and the value of regulation was really important for all engineers in appreciating the importance of reputation. And as in the past year, we've seen two of the proudest of British engineering companies, BP and Rolls-Royce, face a challenge to their reputations. It is important that we appreciate that data and databases have a value, and the regulation of them is terribly important. Angela, her work at UCL covers areas of design and user interfaces that are great personal satisfaction to me, and the interesting aspects there that the user is not the enemy was something that rang true with me. Having previously had a computer software support job where we referred to when somebody called up and said, this computer design program doesn't work, you would ask, was it the hardware, was it the software, or was it the liveware? and so the human factors, the war between the users and the security department, the limits to the efforts that people will make to comply with the security systems corporates try to enforce, these are all things that I think engineers other people in the whole system of protecting our information have a role to play. And interestingly, as the mother who's handed over her card to her sons and said, yes, you can have that computer game, there's my PIN number, I fully agree with your understanding of the utility of the systems should be understood. So I want you to join me in thanking our speakers in the traditional way for a most entertaining evening. Thank you very much.